This week's episode of Legalese is about humility and how I learned it, how I apply it in my law practice, and in everyday life. Let me just say that I was hesitant to do a podcast on humility because the way I learned humility is embarrassing. When I started out as a young prosecutor in Asheville, North Carolina, I was given the responsibility of running a court that we called district court. It would be called Sessions Court here in Tennessee. And the daily docket included offenses like assaults and bad checks and drug and alcohol offenses depending on the amount and disorderly conduct. So it was a very diverse docket. And I was probably just a year or no more than 2 years out of law school. And I was proud of myself for having landed this job with all kinds of responsibility and so much excitement. And I was in this beautiful, opulent courthouse built in 1928 in the middle of Pack Square, with a skyscraper top, the jail being on the very, very top, and a beautiful, elegant courtroom. And I just couldn't have been more pleased with myself. And on the day that I learned humility, it was a particularly large docket that I was in charge of. And it was a full courtroom. And back at that time, the prosecutor was in charge of managing the calling of the roll call, the handling of all the files. So you would have big buckets of files and long dockets to call. And it really took control of the courtroom to manage this, and it took confidence and command. We were being trained as trial lawyers, so we were being taught how to really control the courtroom. And I was in charge that morning, and I was calling out that docket with authority, and I was taking a roll call to see who was there. And I instructed those defendants to stand when I called out their name and to let me know who their attorney was. And the same for witnesses and victims, for them to stand and answer when I called out their name. And I remember I called out a bad check case, and the defendant was there. And then I called out my witness, Sherwin Williams. I wish I could tell you that Sherwin Williams stood up and said he was present, but Sherwin Williams is a paint company, so no, he wasn't there. I might as well have called out Little Debbie. And it wasn't like I called that name out just once. I actually called his name out twice with authority. And then the whole courtroom just burst into laughter. And I just had to keep going. But here's the thing about human beings. They're very forgiving. And they wanted it to work for me, so they quickly let me return to calling the docket and being in charge and conducting this business of the court. But I proceeded with way more humility after that. For example, I didn't ask anybody to stand anymore. And I've really brought that lesson on humility with me into my everyday practice of law. And what I think it means for me is it's allowed me to kind of let the performance aspect of me fall away so that the focus is just on winning. And the client that I represent wants to see justice, wants to win the case, wants success. And if I embarrass myself along the way, as long as we win our case, my client forgives me. And you see, when you're watching really the best lawyers, what the best lawyers are able to do is to just keep going if a mistake is made and just focus on what's important, which is winning the case and getting justice for the client. And I really think that in everyday life, that skill of humility is about the same thing, having a modest view of your own importance and seeing that there is something bigger than you and not being afraid to make mistakes. There's a great TED Talk that explores this concept called What I Learned from 100 Days of Rejection. And if you have a story on how you learned humility that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear it. You can find my contact information on my website, www.tracycoxlaw.com. You can also find me on Instagram under Tracy Cox Law. I hope this has been helpful to everyone, and I hope everybody stays safe, stays well, and please join me again next week on Legal Ease, a podcast I do every Friday on skills I've learned as a lawyer.